optimism, happiness, positivity. You can keep it. What's hot in Central Florida this weekend is danger, misery, and mayhem, starting with danger. Would you believe there is such a thing as World Sword Swallowers Day? I know every day is Sword Swallowers Day, but at Ribley's, believe it or not, on International Drive, they will be celebrating the 6th annual event on Saturday with a free demonstration at 2 p.m. by Dan Meyer, a world-renowned sword swallower who has appeared on America's Got Talent and then in an emergency room. Just kidding. That's why it's great to live in Orlando. You can only get a show like this at Ripley's Auditorium. The website is ripleys.com/Orlando. But in case you get too enthusiastic and excited and happy at Ripley's this weekend, Mad Cow Theater is premiering Hedda Gabler. Oh, shoot. This is one of Henrik Ibsen's masterworks about a complex woman who decides to change her life by changing everyone else's. Mad Cow does such a great job. I'm sure they're going to knock this out of the park, and I'm glad they're doing it. Go to madcowtheater.com for details. And finally, The Murder City Project. It's a very intriguing photography show by Barry Kirsch, showing how violent crime affects everyone in society. Kirsch conceived the idea after hearing about a tremendous spike in Orlando's murder rate in 2006, and his photographs show black and white staged murder scenes, not recreations of actual crimes, meant to provoke talk and action. It's a benefit at Evolve Design Studios tomorrow night only. Go to edartfund.org to learn more. I'm Liz Langley, and I will see you there.